Welcome to the Weekend Market Report. I'm Michelle Rook with Jerry Gulkey, president of the Gulkey Group. For the week, grains closed mostly lower, with July corn down 4.25 cents, December corn falling 5.75 cents. July soybeans lost 21 cents, November soybeans dropped 5.25 cents. July soybean meal lost 90 cents per short ton, with July soybean oil falling 151 points. July Chicago wheat lost 4 cents, as well as Kansas City, while July Minneapolis wheat was up 3.25 cents. December cotton lost 264 points. Well, Jerry, grains were lower for the week, but we did see a pop on Friday with some short covering. Were we putting in some risk premium due to geopolitical concerns?
I think there's probably some of that, because if you're in the market and saw what happened last night, it seems like an eternity ago. But on Thursday night, when that happened and they saw a couple flashes on the screen, I was watching the television on CNN. And I was just watching that stock market collapse, dropping 500 points real quickly. And, of course, oil went up and some of the grains caught fire. So I think we know what happens on the shock effect, I guess. And then, of course, it backed off by morning. And then we had corn and beans actually backing off to where most of that gain was gone. And then at the end, we started the rally. And again, and I think people are saying, I don't know what's going to happen over the weekend. But apparently there's enough opinion out there that a war would be positive commodities, and maybe that's because oil would get blocked or something. But we saw that happen, and at least that'll be the reason for why we did that we'll read about. And that's about the best thing I can come up with. And I would look at this last week that we just transpired and said, okay, we had bombings during the weekend that we had time to think about it before we traded again. Then we had bombings during the trading hours, even though they were at night, that really upset things. And now we closed higher on Friday. And again, this last week's low has probably set a bar in place that says, are we going to now turn around and go below those levels? Which would mean that the market has said, okay, you had a lot of excitement, you had some scares, but it didn't really mean anything, and we're going lower and trying to price ourselves to be bigger, better competitors. Or is there enough going on in the world that added together, your weather premiums, your war premiums, or whatever they want to look at, that the market continues higher and doesn't look back at last week's lows? And where you get support like that, and the violent reaction last night, wheat was up 21 cents at one time. It didn't hold today, but it didn't collapse either. We didn't wipe out all those gains and close lower. So there's something going on out there.
And last week we talked about the stock market volatility. And do you think that will continue as this Middle East conflict continues to unfold?
I think we have to get our clues from the market. And last night was a wake-up call. I think it said, boy, if you're short the market, the grains and the oil, and you're long the stock market, you got an education last night. And you know that what they say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I think there'll be a lot of caution and probably a lot more volatility. And if we can turn the mental attitude of the algorithm guys that were, if you look back in November when the stock market really started to rally consistently, the easy thing was you buy the dips. If you get a 1% setback, you bought it and it went higher and it went higher. When that doesn't work anymore, then some of the algorithm guys and the computer train, they switch their tone and go the other way. And my stuff that I looked at back in February said that party was over. And we've had some technical action, price action in the stock market that says to me that this is, especially if you take a chart and look at it, where it was in November and where it was in first part of March, what's happened in the last 2 weeks is it's like spitting in the wind. It's pretty minor compared to the whole scheme of things. And I thought last week we had 1,000 points down yet. It could get ugly if the right things get into place.
Were the grain markets on Friday also adding some weather premium? And do you think we need to be adding some?
Like we mentioned last week, I didn't see that there was any weather premium at all in the market last week. And this week we maybe have seen some. We're not going to, we're wet. We got 4 to 5 inches or more rain in northern Illinois. And it's cool. It's cold. It's 32 degrees this morning, 33, and going to be that way tonight again, and Friday and Saturday night as well. So it's going to take some warm weather, and there isn't a 70 degree weather yet in the weather 10 days out. So My thoughts of planning early this year, I think, are out the window. So at best, we're going to be doing it at the end of the month. So the market may be getting concerned about that. And also, I'm sure there's some kind of a weather premium being built in there slowly and probably not fully realized yet. And that's what's going on in Argentina with the crop problems with their corn. A lot of ideas about that and a lot of guesses of what's going on. But we still have the wide variation between now what the USDA says is in Argentina or Brazil, and then what our attaché, who's out there, says in there. And we spend some time going over the numbers, and it gets kind of confusing as how they come up with certain numbers. But so we'll see how that transpires. But I think there's some more uncertainty into the market about, well, maybe that crop isn't as good. And now we're talking maybe some hotter weather in a month or so that is in that fill stage and could hurt the Argentine crop, what isn't hurt already. And we've seen some estimates where some fields probably won't yield very much due to the bugs and the flies or whatever, the moss that's there. So I think we're building some of that in. And again, you know, over the last few years, you know, we've rallied the marketplace in the United States for other reasons, of course, but some other factors. But we made our tops last year, you know, I think in May, and the year before that, I remember talking about it on the radio show, and June made the highs in the beans. So maybe we can get some risk premium built into this thing. And
so if the markets are adding some risk premium, how high do you think corn can go on that?
480 looks like a resistance in the corn. But if we close over 480, we've done some things. There's a, you know, what they call a head and shoulders bottom, supposedly being formed in the corn, but you got to get above the neckline and all the technical terms and so forth. But our systems are usually be long before that happens. And we're seeing a little bit of that now again. And if we get above 480, you got to ask yourself, well, why all of a sudden can we get to and get above $4.80 in December corn or in cash corn or whatever, front months? Can we do that when there's supposed to be an awful lot of selling by farmers going into that, into those levels? And we're hearing also now people saying, oh, I rolled in March to May, and now I've got to roll again. What do I do? And that's 10 cents higher than what March is now. So I think a lot of these guys are probably just going to get sick of it, paying the price and dump their corn. That's what the buyers are kind of thinking again. So we may have to get through the end of April. And if there isn't much of that, and when we're raining again and north of the Mason-Dixon line, if it looks wet and we're going to be delayed, then we could get concerned. And I think these markets could move and move quickly, given the catalyst that we could see coming along the way. And you just have to be ready to have your sights set as to, are you going to be a bull or a bear? And once it makes that move, is this the beginning of a longer move that takes us into July and August when it's going to be warmer and hotter, they say? Or is this a flash in the pan if we do get 20 cents in the corn and 40 or 50 cents in the beans?
The biggest loser on the week was actually soybean oil. And I know that's kind of a disappointment for you.
This whole market has been screwy to a point, especially when you look at the soybean oil and soybean meal. All we heard was, how are we going to get rid of all the meal? You got to be long the soybean oil and short the meal because we can't get rid of it the way we're crushing beans. Well, we were crushing beans for the oil because of all these plants that we were counting on how much beans they're going to use domestically. And yet we're not moving the soybean oil into the biofuels as fast as we thought. So we're building a supply there, and something's, you just aren't going to shut down a plant, a crushing plant, because you're losing money. But yet the soybean oil, sure, it doesn't make it look advantageous. And we're selling meal. We're exporting meal into the season where Argentina would become a supplier, one of the largest supplier of soybean meal. I don't know whether their new currency thing with the American dollar has made it more promising to just sell the beans and not do the crushing, but I think not. But again, that kind of muddied the waters as well. So something's going on when you're doing some things that you really shouldn't do, and you're doing some things that you shouldn't do, but you are doing, and at the topsy-turvy type thing. And that's what price discovery is all about. You just have to do due diligence. And if you've had success in trying to ascertain an outlook and price objectives, keep the faith and keep doing what you've been doing, that stay with the girl that brought you to the dance, you know.
Well, Jerry, thanks for joining us. And if you need more information, you can contact Jerry at info@gulkygroup.com. I'm Michelle Rook with the Weekend Market Report.